意图。
We know that in today's society, everyone wants to use the smartphone to look for maps.
那最近呢 ，Google 地图呢有一个新的功能。
Recently, the Google Map has a new function.
我不知道你知不知道啊
？I don't know if you know about it.
你把你的地址输进去以后
，Once you enter your address,
你可以问还有多久才到呢？
You can ask, how long are we there yet?
那么呢，他就会告诉你还有多少个小时，那么就到了。
And they will tell us, how much time, and then you arrive there.
啊，如果你好像你的小孩一样呢，马上又问还有多久才到啊
？If you just like your child, ask again, how long would it take to get there?
他就会很直接的告诉你。
还没。You're actually very decisive. Tell you that so not yet.
那么如果你再问他到了没有
？If you ask him again, are we there yet?
那么他又会告诉你还没。
I'll tell you again, no.
但是如果你第四次的问他的时候，你知道他会怎么回答
？Do you know what he would say by the time you ask him the fourth time?
有没有人知道？有没有人试过
？Anybody try that?
没有人。
Anybody know?
他就说了。我们就如果你再问，我们就不停下来买冰淇淋。
So if you ask me, we will stop for ice cream.
那其实人生就好像一个旅程一样。
Life is about a journey.
神呢没有马上把我们带到这个目的地。
God doesn't always take us to the destination right away.
反而呢，神要求呢我们等候。
God wants us to wait.
你看亚伯拉罕75岁蒙召。但是呢，他到100岁才生小孩。
You see, the Abraham was called when he was 75 years old, but it wasn't until when he was 100 when he had the child.
其实我们有时候想不能够明白，为什么这个全能的天父要人等候呢
？And sometimes we ask, why is this all-powerful God want us to wait?
你都已经为亚伯拉罕预备了一个小孩了，为什么你要等？要让他等25年，他才得到一个呢
？If he's going to give Abraham a child, why does he want Abraham to wait for 25 years?
主要的原因呢，因为等候神呢是一个训练人的一个很好的一个方法。
The main reason is that waiting on God is a good way to train people.
从你等候的态度里面，我可以看出你对神的态度。
Through this attitude that when you're waiting, we can tell what your attitude is towards God.
也能够看出你对圣经的态度是怎么样。
It also tells us your attitude towards the Bible.
基本上，你等候的反应就是你成熟的一个表现。
The way you respond to when you are asked to wait is a reflection of your spiritual maturity.
那我们呢已经在讲撒母耳记上好几个月的时间了。
We have been talking about the first on the book of First Samuel for a few months now.
我们知道了大卫被高利以后呢，他没有马上做王帝。
We know that after David's been anointed, he did not become the king right away.
反而呢，给扫罗王追杀了很长的一个时间。
And he was sought after by Saul for a long time.
我们呢，今天就要看看大卫是怎么样去等候神呢。
Today we're going to take a look at how David waited on the Lord.
我们今天要看的一段经文呢，就是在24章。
The scripture that we're going to be studying is the First Samuel chapter 24.
我形容呢，这个是一个初级等候神的一个功课。
This is can be described as the beginner level of waiting.
那如果你还记得了23章的结尾的时候呢，就是扫罗差一点就可以做到大卫了。
You should recall in the In chapter 23, Saul almost caught David.
但是在最危险的时候呢，非利士人呢来攻打以色列。
At the most dangerous time, the Philistines attacked the Israelites.
所以呢，扫罗只有回去保护他的国家。
So Saul had no choice but to retreat to protect his country.
但是呢，他办完这个事以后呢，马上他就回来去捉拿这个大会。
After he had taken care of it, he went, came back and actually tried to look after David again.
当时呢，他知道大卫呢在这个隐基底的这个旷野里面。
He knew that David was in the desert in Gedi.
那么呢，他就到了这个地方。
So he went there.
到了这个地方的时候呢，就是忽然间呢，扫罗人有三急啊。
So when he got there, all of a sudden, Paul felt the urge to need to go to the bathroom.
所以呢，扫罗呢就进了一个山洞里面去大解。
So went into the cave to relieve himself.
第三节呢，就是说大卫和跟随他的人正藏在洞里的深处。
And the verse 3 tell us that David and his men were far back in a cave.
当时呢，大卫的手下马上就有人检举说。
And the men under David would tell him this.
耶和华曾应许你说，我要将你的仇敌交在你手里，你可以任意待他。如今时候到了。
And the men told him that Jehovah had given you your enemy into your hand for you to deal with him as you wish. This is the time.
你知道呢？大卫写了70多篇诗篇。
You know that David wrote about 70 some odd chapters of hymns.
其中有45篇呢是求告神的。
And then there were 45 hymns, chapters actually with, for him to seek the Lord.
我相信呢，在这45篇里面呢，有几十篇呢，可能都是他给人追杀的时候，就是好像他给扫罗追杀的时候写的。
And I believe out of that 40 some odd chapters, a fair number of them were written when he was sought after by Saul.
所以呢，他曾经求告神很多次，就是求神救他，把他的仇敌拿开。
So a number of times he asked the Lord to actually remove his enemies.
今天发生这个巧合的事。
And today this coincident event happened.
大卫的手下就认为这个就是神回应你的祷告。
The man under David thought this is the time for him to revenge.
那大卫一定同意他手下所讲的话。
David must have agreed with the people under him.
所以呢，他就悄悄地割下扫罗的衣襟。
So he was quietly cut off the corner of Saul's robe.
你知道呢？在撒母耳记里面呢，这个外袍呢是有一个象征的意义的。
You see it in the First Samuel, the outer clothing has some element of authentication.
就是代表这个皇帝的地位。
And that is to recognize the position as a king.
所以呢，当大卫把他的外袍的一个角割下来的时候，其实他就说，我不再承认你是我的王。
So when he, when David cut off the corner of this robe, then in a way he's claiming that I will no longer recognize you as king.
但是呢，大卫做完这个事情的时候呢，他马上呢心里面觉得自责。
And after David had done this, he felt a little of his conscience, you know, he felt uneasy about it.
自责这个字呢，就好像你给人打了一个耳光一样。
And this conscience stricken is almost like got whacked on the face by someone.
对呢，大卫呢就后悔他害这个扫罗。
So David regretted that he hurt Saul.
那么他就对他的手下说：“我的主就是讲到扫罗，乃是耶和华的受膏者，我在耶和华面前。”万不敢伸手害他。
David said to his man, "The Lord forbid that I should do such things to my master, and that is Saul, that the Lord's anointed."
我想大卫当时可能想到律法书上面的一句话。
So I suspect David was thinking about what within the law that says the following:
就是不可毁谤神，也不可毁谤你百姓的官长。
That is, do not bless your God or curse the ruler of your people.
我们呢，从大卫的身上，我们可以学到三个功课。
And through David, we can learn the three lessons.
就是呢，当你等候神的时候呢，你要小心的使用这个开门跟关门的来做 好像做一个决定去明白神的旨意这个事项。
We have to be careful about using the open door, closed door as a way to discern God's will.
特别呢，在我们刚刚学习去怎么等候神的时候。
And especially when we first learned how to wait on the Lord.
很多人呢就用一个开门关门的方法去了解神的旨意。
A lot of people use whether it's open door or closed door as a way to discern God's will.
什么叫开门呢？
What does it mean by open door?
比方说哈佛大学呢告诉你我收你在做我们的学生。
For example, Harvard University say that we accept you to become our student.
对很多人来说呢这个没有可能发生的事情发生了。那么一定是神开门了。
Many of you say this is something that's almost impossible to happen and happen. This must be God's will.
他觉得有一个很巧合的事情发生。
Or something very coincidental happened.
曾经有个姊妹告诉我。
One time a sister told me.
她说呢，神告诉她要转工作。
And God told me to change my job.
我问他你怎么知道呢
？I asked her how do you know?
她说呢，我正思考这个事情的时候。
And when I was applying for this job,
那么我在吃饭的时候就打开这个千余饼呢 ，fortune cookie.
And then when I was having the meal, I opened the fortune cookie.
他说你马上转工。
He tells you need to change job right away.
对对，对他来说这个就是神开门了。
So to her, this is God's opening the door.
基本上你可以说呢，开门就是顺利，关门就是不顺利。
The way you saying that the when things go well, that's open door. When things don't go well, that's closed door.
的确，在新约圣经里面，保罗也曾经这样子用过这个方法去了解神的旨意。
Indeed, in the New Testament, Paul also used this way to discern God's will.
但是我希望提醒弟兄姐妹，你要记得开门跟关门这个方法是一个很主观的一个。
And I want to remind you that when sisters say when you use open door and closed door, it's very subjective.
比方说，好像在大卫跟扫罗这个例子里面。
And for example, in David and Saul, this example.
的确是神安排扫罗呢，在毫无防备底下，一个人进去见到大卫跟他的手下。
In this situation, it was it cannot be avoided for David to actually see Saul.
但是你可以说神这样子做就是叫你去铲除这个扫罗吗
？And can you say that this is when this happened? It's for David to kill Saul.
我们后来就知道这个不是神的旨意。
As we further learn, we know that this is not God's will.
所以呢，当你面对一个开门关门的情形底下，我们可以很小心的往前踏出一步。
As we face a situation where it's open or closed door, we need to be careful when we take the next step.
但是呢，你不要马上就是下结论，就是这个一定是神的旨意了。
Jump to conclusions, thinking that this is God's will.
在大卫的身上里面呢，我们发觉呢，他第二个功课呢，就是我们可以检查我们的良心呢，去了解神的旨意。
And from this, we also can see that we need to examine our conscience as a way to determine God's will.
所以，如果你觉得这个就是神为你开门
，So indeed, if you think that this is how God opened the door for you,
那么呢，你可以呢去观察、检查你的良心给你的一个什么样的一个感觉。
But you can see, take a look at what kind of feeling does your conscience tell you.
当大卫割下扫罗的衣襟的时候，他心里面就自责。
So when David cut off the corner of Saul's robe, his conscience struck him.
这个是神告诉他，这个不是我的旨意。
And this is God's way of telling him that this is not my will.
在新约圣经里面呢，哥罗西书三章十五节也提醒我们。又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主。
In the New Testament, Colossians 3:15, it tells us, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts."
所以人的良心呢，是一个很重要的一个器官，神跟我们沟通的一个方法。
So man's conscience is it's a very pivotal item that we can use to decide, you know, communicate between God and ourselves.
保罗就是教导我们, 你要叫基督平安在你心里面做主。
And Colossians tell us that let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts.
做主的意思呢，就是做裁判的意思。
And ruling is almost like making a judgment.
所以呢，如果你心里面有平安的时候，很可能呢，这个就是神的旨意。
If you have peace in your heart, that's most likely God's will.
但是如果你心里面没有平安的时候呢，那么你就不要马上就继续下去了，你要再寻找神的旨意。
If you don't have peace in your heart, you should actually just don't proceed and just continue to seek God's will.
有一件事情呢，我们要了解的。
It's one thing we need to realize.
人的良心呢，是一个很敏感的一个器官。
And the man's conscience is something very sensitive.
因为圣经告诉我们呢，神其实把他律法的功用刻在人的良心上。
Because the scripture tells us actually, the effect of the law has been carved in the conscience.
所以人可以通过他的良心能够知道什么是对什么是错。So
man can use his conscience to know that what is right and what is wrong.
但是呢，你的良心的敏感程度呢，就看你平常怎么保守你的良心。But
the level of sensitivity for your conscience depends on how well you protect your conscience.
因为圣经里面形容有些人的良心是误会的。
Because the scripture also tells us that some people's conscience are corrupted.
有一些人的良心呢，如同被热铁所烙惯了一般。
And some conscience have been seared as with a hot iron.
所以有的时候你的良心不责备你，不代表这个事情是对的。
And sometimes if your conscience don't convict you, doesn't mean that this is right.
有的时候可能是因为你的良心呢已经坏透了。
And sometimes it's because our conscience has been totally, thoroughly corrupted.
所以保罗常常提醒我们，我们要保守我们有一个无愧的良心，或者一个清洁的良心。So
Paul constantly reminds us to keep our conscience clear and have a clear conscience.
那么你怎么知道你的良心有没有发生故障？So
how do you know if conscience have run into problem?
那么第三个功课我们学到的就是。
The third lesson that we can learn is always go back to the Bible.
真经成为我们的标准.
And the Bible becomes our standard.
那我家里面呢有养了一缸点水鱼的.
So I have a saltwater fish tank in my home.
那如果你要养这些海水鱼呢，你必须要有一个工具。
So if you have saltwater fish, you gotta have this tool.
就是有一个东西帮你量度这个盐度计，因为你要量有多少盐在这个水里面。
So it's a device that measures the salinity in the water, how much salt it is in the water.
那这个东西是很准确的哦。
And this thing is very accurate.
但是呢，如果你要达到准确的程度呢，你必须要调教它。 你是要先调教它，你后来才可以用。
But in order to reach a level of sensitivity, you need to calibrate it before you can use it.
你怎么调教它呢？
How do you calibrate it?
他就给你一瓶呢，你已经知道了它的咸度是一的，那么你移下去，那么你看看你的这个咸度计是不是显示一，如果不是一的时候，你就调到它变成一。
So you actually can get a bottle or a water that actually has a salinity level of 1. If it's not 1, you can actually adjust the meter so that it reaches 1.
对，同样呢，我们的良心呢也是需要调教的。
In the same way, our conscience needs to be calibrated.
我们调教的方法就是通过神的话。
And the way we calibrate is through God's words.
为什么大卫最后没有惨？ 没有把握这个机会去杀保罗呢？
And why did David not take this opportunity to kill Saul?
因为他想起旧约的律法。
Because he was reminded of the laws in the Old Testament.
他知道律法不允许他害神所高立的王。
Because he knows that the Old Testament does not allow him to hurt the anointed king.
所以他就知道这个事情虽然是很巧合，但是不可能是神的旨意。
So even though he sees that this is very coincidental, but it's not God's will.
我们也要同样的常常在神面前去用他的话语去调教我们的良心。
In the same way, we need to use God's word to calibrate our conscience.
当你每天去读，经常去读圣经的时候，圣灵会用圣经去提醒你。
As you read the word and actually also every day and also read it frequently, God, Holy Spirit will actually will remind you.
那么你就能够知道这个事情、这个决定是不是神的旨意。
So you know this event, this activity, whether or not it's within God's will.
如果你走在神的旨意里面，你就会经历神的平安。
If you walk within God's will, then you experience God's peace.
大卫最后呢，他没有用这个机会去杀扫罗。
At the end, David did not use his chance to kill Saul.
反而呢，马上悔改了。
And then he will repent right away.
他就在扫罗的后面告诉扫罗，我就在我大卫就是让他知道他就是在扫罗的后面。
And then at the end, David told Saul that I was right behind you.
那你要知道了，大卫这样子做是一个非常危险的一个举动。
And then you see that for David to do that, this is very dangerous.
你不害扫罗，你怎么知道扫罗不害你呢？
You don't hurt Paul, but how do you know that Saul is not going to hurt you?
你放扫罗出去，他有3000的兵在外面等着你。
You let Saul go, he has 3000 soldiers waiting for him.
但是呢，如果你遵守神的旨意的时候，你就会经历神的平安。
But if you follow God's will, then you experience God's peace.
好像呢，腓立比书四章第七节所讲的，神所赐出人意外的平安。
And then just like what's said in the Philippians 4:7, in the peace of God.
这个就是出人意外的意思，就是呢，超过人的理解的。这个平安
It's actually with transcendental understanding. It's actually just beyond what man can understand.
我最近呢，在我们的小组里面分享我一个经历。
Recently, I shared in a small group some experience I had.
就是大概在25年前呢，我刚出来工作的时间。
Yes, that is about 25 years ago when I first come out in the work.
所以我工作大概2年以后呢，我就申请移民。美国
And after working for 2 years, I started applying for immigration into the U.S.
那如果你熟悉这个过程的时候呢，你知道，就是你申请以后呢，你要等待这个 quota 的。
And if you understand the process, once you apply, you have to wait for the quota.
那么呢，我还有8个月就排到我了。
And I had about 8 months or before I got to my turn.
我还记得呢，这个星期五呢，公司就开大会。
And I remember that on that Friday, the church had a big meeting.
那么公司就说，就宣布说，我们今天呢申请11章。
And the company announced that they would be filing Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
那你知道啊？他解释了。十一章是什么？我当时都不知道是什么，原来就是破产的意思。
And I didn't even know what chapter 11 means at that time.
基本上呢，就是呢，申请破产呢，就是十一章的意思，就是你重组啊，公司重组。
And filing chapter 11 means the company will reorganize.
如果你重组成功呢，那么你就不用破产了。
If you are able to reorganize and successfully, then you don't need to continue with the bankruptcy.
但是法庭只给这个公司6个月。
But the judge only give the church only 6 months.
我还有8个月才拿到我的移民。
I still have 8 months before I got to my turn.
你知道呢？如果你转换工作的时候，你的移民必须要重新。
You see, if you change job, you have to apply, start all over again.
但是如果你在申请的过程里面掉了工作呢，那么你马上就回家了。
So during the process, if you lose your job, you need to go home right away.
那当天公司申请破产的时候，我们公司50人， 变成二十五个人。
On the day, the company filed chapter 11, a company that has 50 people turned into 25.
当时我的同事告诉我，这个五十人的公司没有可能重组成功的。
And a friend told me that a company has 50 people has no chance of reorganizing successfully.
所以马上我就去开始去找工作。
So I started looking for another job right away.
然后呢，我就去见工了。
So I applied an interview.
见工的时候，对方简直对我说。
So the other company asked me.
他说：“你们公司真是很有趣。”
Your company is kind of interesting.
你已经是第三个人来见这份工了。
So you're the third person applying for this job.
你知道吗？我的公司只有六个人做电脑的，我是第三个去了。
So you know that my company had six people work on computers. I was the number three.
那更有趣的事情呢，就是呢，我有一个师妹，也是当时在同一个公司，是我介绍进去，这个快要。破产的公司里面工作的之前、
you see that that company I also had another the same from the same school that I also introduced her into the company.
她也去找同一份工作。
She applied for the same job.
那么呢，我觉得呢，其实当时呢，我很肯定呢，我应该拿到这个工作。
So at that time, I was fairly certain that I would be able to get that job.
结果没有我。
At the end, it didn't happen.
就给我师妹拿到。
And actually, she got the job.
那我就觉得，她有的经验我都有。
So I thought, whatever experience that she had, I have too.
我有的经验她没有。
I have experience that she doesn't have.
所以呢，我的了解就是。神关门不要我去找工作。
So my reaction was God close the door, so I don't have to. I'm not going to be able to find a job.
所以当时我就告诉，特别就是我哥哥哈，他也是一个基督徒。我说呢，神告诉我，我不需要去找工作。
So at that time, I told my older brother, who's also a Christian, he said, God doesn't want me to go apply for another job.
他觉得我是发疯的。
He thought I was crazy.
但是呢。我就是有一个平安在我心里面，我不需要他。
But I had that peace in my heart that I did not need to go and look for another job.
过了差不多六个月了。
And then six months went by.
然后公司就又开大会了。
And then the company had another big meeting.
他说有人投资我们公司，我们不用破产。
So someone's investing in our company, we don't need to file bankruptcy.
两个月后我就拿到我的移民的身份。
Two months later, I was able to obtain my immigration status.
但是这个故事还没完结。
But this story is not ending here.
重组成功时候呢，发生了一些事情影响我的工作的。
So when this thing happened, something happened that affect my job.
公司突然间有钱了。
Now all of a sudden the company has money.
所以呢，他就要发展新的这些工程。
So we expand into new technology.
然后呢，做电脑的人永远就是喜欢做这些新的东西，不喜欢做旧的东西的。
So for someone who actually looking doing computer stuff, always like to work on the new stuff, not the old stuff.
但是呢，你知道从前这六个做过旧的东西的人呢，剩下来就只有我跟我老板是有这个经验的，所以呢，我们就留下来做旧的东西，他们就请了六个新人来做新的东西。
So out of the six people, only me and my manager had experience with this older software. So we were all the computers. So we work on old stuff while they hire six more new people to work on the new stuff.
所以我心里面呢就很不高兴的，就是你知道呢，你永远都是做旧的，你没有机会做新的这方面。
So I wasn't very happy at the time because you're always going to end up working on the old stuff, not the new stuff.
所以我就决定转工。
So I decided to change job.
当时呢，就找来找去呢，就找到一家公司叫 Control Data。
So I look over and over again, and actually found a company called Control Data.
那 那有多少人听过这个公司啊？
How many of you know about this company?
那只有老的人才听过。
So only older people know.
因为他已经关门了。
Because it's already closed the door.
那当时呢，我后来告诉我本来的公司，我要转工去 control data。
So I told my old company and said I need to change job to go to control data.
这些人马上告诉我。
So these people follow me.
其中一个同事他告诉我。你是不是发疯？
So one of the colleagues told me, are you crazy?
我就是从 control data 转到你现在的这个公司。
I came from control data to your company.
因为我知道他们快要关门了。
Because I know they're about to close the door.
但是我不管了。
But I actually just ignore it.
还有一个人他告诉我。
Another person told me.
就是 T4C 的业长了 Poirier.
And then it's the T4C's elder Poirier.
他在 control data 工作了几十年了，当时已经。
He worked in control data for a number of years, so over some tens of years.
他知道我要转去他们的公司。
He knew that I was about to move to his company.
你知道他见到我第一句他讲的话是什么？
Do you know what he said to me when he first saw me?
你真的大胆。
You are actually very courageous.
但是呢，你知道吗？我老婆当时形容我就是好像一个恨家的人一样啊。
You see, my wife described me as someone who hates its family.
恨家就是很、很希望去嫁出去的一个人。
哦、
这样啊。
So it's like someone who actually desperate to marry out of family.
所以你明白我当时心情吗？
So you actually see how I felt at the time.
那我转到 control data 的第一个礼拜。
The first week during the first week I changed to control data.
公司宣布要裁员。
The company announced that they're going to be laying off people.
不够一个月以后，他第二次裁员。
A month went by, another lay off more people.
但是两个月以后。
But after 2 months.
德国的这个西门子把这个 division 买下来。
So the German company Siemens bought out this division.
对呢，从此以后就没有关门的这个可能了。
So after that, there's no possibility of closing the door.
转工以后呢，半年以后有一个机会碰到我从前的同事跟这个客人。
So 6 months after I changed job, I had a chance to run into the old colleague and also a customer.
那么这个客人第一句话问我的，我都不了解他为什么这样子。
So ask me, the customer asked me one first question. I did not realize what the situation is behind it.
他说你是自己走啊，还是公司开除你
？I said, did you leave on your own or the company lay you off?
我不明白哦，做朋友见面是这样子打招呼的吗
？I didn't quite understand why old friends will come meet one another, and that is how they greet me.
后来呢，见到我的旧同事。
So after that, I met our old colleagues.
我就告诉他，哎，这个客人简直问我这条问题哦。
So I told him my customers asked me this question.
那么我的旧同事就说，你不知道发生什么事吗
？So my old colleague told me you didn't know what happened.
我说我不知道啊。
I didn't know.
他说你走后两个月。
So after you left 2 months later.
我们又开大会了。
And then we had another big meeting.
他说呢，投资的钱呢已经用光了。
And all the investment money are gone.
所以呢，现在真的破产。
So now really bankrupt.
我在报纸里面找回这个新闻的，就是93年8月31号的时候，他们就关门了。
So I found this news article in the newspaper, and that is August 31st, 1993. That's when they closed the door.
我的旧同事问我一句
，And my old colleague to ask me this question.
你怎么可能有这个内幕消息呢
？So how do you have this inside information?
我说我没有啊。
That's why I didn't.
我不知道会发生这些事情。
I didn't know that was going to happen.
但是你知道，神知道会发生什么事。
But you see that God knows this was about to happen.
神的确就是用不同的开门关门的事情去引导我。
So God used to open door, close door to guide me.
也用我的良心，用我的内心的反应呢，去让我走上他的旨意上面。
He also used my conscience, also how I react to my conscience to guide me to take on the path.
当你走在神的旨意上面的时候，就是最平安的地方。
So if you walk within God's will, that is most peaceful time.
大卫拒绝杀扫罗的时候
，And David declined to kill Saul.
扫罗就表明了，大卫就表明了他没有杀扫罗的意图。
So David showed Paul that he did not have the motive to kill him.
扫罗听到以后呢，就哭起来了。
So when Saul heard it, he started crying.
你就看见了，其实圣经里面呢，只是唯一一次的扫罗哭的。
You see in the Bible, this is the only time that was recorded that Saul cried.
你就看见了，当你走在神的旨意上面。你用神的原则去解决你的问题的时候呢，神会祝福你的决定。
You see that when you are following God's will, you use God's principles to follow Him, God will bless you.
这个就是好像呢，罗马书十二章十九到二十一节里面说。
It's just like what says in Romans 19:12-19-21.
当我们呢以善报恶的时候，就好像呢把这个炭火摆在你的敌人的头上。
So when you actually try to be kind to the enemy, it's almost like heaping burning coal on his head.
这个就是为什么呢？扫罗呢不单只哭，也承认他的罪。
So why is it so? Because Saul not only heard about it, but he also cried, that is to admit his sin.
还有呢，神通过扫罗呢去预言大卫，你将来必定做王。
So God also used Saul to announce that in the future David will be the king.
当我们走在神的旨意里面，等候神的时候，你会经历出人意外的平安。
So if you walk within God's will and follow Him, you experience a peace that transcends all understanding.
等候神是很不容易的。
It's not easy to wait on God.
我们常常想知道还有多久呢？
We ask often how long again.
等候的时候会产生焦虑。
But when you're waiting, it causes anxiety.
我们会感觉恐惧。
We will be fearful.
但是如果你等候神
If you wait on God
神会用这个环境开门关门的方法告诉你他的旨意
And God will use the situation open door and close door to tell you his will
也会通过你的良心会告诉你
And also use your conscience to tell you
如果我们能够在圣经里面找到一个根据的时候你就可以确定这个是神的旨意
If you can find the really reference within the Bible, then you know this is God's will.
你就会发现神不单只在圣经里面行其事。
You may see that not only God used within the Bible to tell you these miracles.
他也在你生命上面行其事。
So he will also have you experience these miracles in your life.
我们最后一同祷告。
Let's bow our head with word prayer.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你是大能的神。
You're all powerful God.
你也是看顾我们的神。
You're also a God who looks after us.
给我们一个等候你的心。
Give us a heart to wait on you.
因为我们知道走在你旨意上面就是一个最安全的一个决定。
Because we know that when we walk within your will, this is the safest place.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
Listen to our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.